Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. At the outset, I would like to thank the panelists for these presentations, which have given us a better grasp of the link between voluntary norms and law in the context of space safety and the link with other relevant mechanisms. The link has also been at the heart of the work of the subsidiary body of the CD on Paris in 2018, which recognized that while the approaches, one must recognize that while the approaches differ, the feeling of urgency to make progress on preventing the arms race in outer space is crucial and necessary. Among the experiences in the fora that you have mentioned and the work of the CD on Paris, noting these and given the urgency from the security point of view to preserve the peaceful nature of outer space and prevent militarization, I would like to hear your opinion regarding tangible ways our group could contribute to bringing together the points of view on complementarity and the different ways forward that are considered possible in looking at the possible adoption of laws and voluntary approaches. What would be, in your view, the starting point and the way forward in the context of this process? And another question that I have is as regards whether the problem of legal fragmentation between the specific regime and the general regime mentioned during our discussions on the work of the ILC this week would not be reproduced in the context of laws on space security on the one hand and voluntary safety and security measures for space, and also the unilateral, bilateral, and multilateral contexts. Likewise, I would like to take this opportunity to express my delegation's appreciation of the high quality of these constructive, stimulating exchanges that we have had throughout the week. Thank you.